So do you think they're going to get away with stealing the governor's race and the Senate race in Florida? And what will it mean if they do? This is unlike any voter fraud I've ever seen before because it's being committed by elections officials with a history of voter fraud. Open, naked violations of the law right in front of our faces in the way things are being counted. Take a listen to this. This is agricultural commissioner, the guy who won the agricultural commissioner seat before it was stolen from him by the Democrats in broad daylight in violation of Florida election laws in terms of how the votes were counted and found and all of that kind of stuff. Keep in mind as you hear this, okay? This is the stunning thing I cannot get past. Within, it is the law in Florida, within half an hour of the polls closing, you must declare how many ballots you have. Now, you don't have to give results in the races. You must simply declare, we have X number of ballots. This prevents voter fraud. And the Board of Elections there in Florida simply just refused. Went, no, we're going to break the law. We don't care. Come in and make us. And then use the authorities to toss people out who did attempt to do just that. Here's Matt Caldwell, the actually elected agriculture commissioner in Florida, who's now on the outside, like in a third world banana republic, describing what's going on in Florida. Again, keep in mind as I play this, by law, the total number of ballots must be announced within half an hour of the closing of the polls.
We were up 40,000 votes on Tuesday night. Based on what was reported, there was only 30,000 votes that could have possibly still come in from Broward. So we declared victory, go to bed. And over the next 4 days, they found 80,000 ballots, as you said. And every time we asked, where did they come from? Are they vote by mail? Are they early votes? Are they day of? No answers on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We finally had to file a lawsuit against them. And in fact, Ms. Snipes refused to be served with that lawsuit twice. It took us a third time finally on Saturday to serve it. Got us in court here yesterday and the day before. We're trying to get public records out of her so we can just demonstrate a chain of custody. Where did these votes come from? Because as of Tuesday night, there's no possible way she could have had 80,000 votes hanging out there. And I think before we move forward, we've got to get a straight answer on exactly where all these votes came from.
Yeah. Where'd they come from? We should have been able to tell that on election night. We should have known, okay, well, there's 5,000 absentee ballots. There's this many early votes. I mean, we should have known that. It's a state secret. You can't know. You can't know. Here's some more from Matt Caldwell.
By law, isn't she supposed to tell you guys where those vote from where they came?
Exactly. If you go to any other supervisor in the state, 65 other offices can tell you which kind of vote it was, when it was cast, where it was cast, and what time it was reported. You're required to finish early votes at 7:30 on Tuesday night. You know, there's no more of those cast after Sunday. It's closed mm-hmm. for 48 hours. She still had that line open until Saturday. How is that possible?
She still had that line open until Saturday. Well, you know, it's an election. Do whatever you want. Yeah, it's election day. That's for Republicans. It's election week. That's for Democrats.
And you over and over again, you ask, where are these vote by mail numbers coming from? Or is she voting votes that came in before 7 on Tuesday? Or is she still collecting mail, which is illegal on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? My point is to make sure anybody who voted legally before 7 o'clock, let's count those votes. Whoever's the winner is the winner. I'm not looking to win through some kind of legal loophole. Mm-hmm. I just want the truth, and I think we deserve it.
Unbelievable. By the way, they're preconditioning people in our country for this. No, every vote's got to be counted. We know the law says that you got to declare the number of ballots by 7:30. But listen, it was hard. And we're Democrats, and we mean well. We're for the little guy. And so, you know, it was just so hard. And you can't disenfranchise people just because their votes came in 3, 4, 5 days later. And so, in violation of the law, you know, every vote counts. Here's the rest of that.
So you're looking for transparency, but at the same time, do you think there's something funny going on?
And again, this is Matt Caldwell, the actually elected agricultural commissioner, I feel comfortable saying, in Florida, about the votes that came in allowing his opponent to steal the race.
Well, it certainly could be. I mean, you look at the history of this office. She's already been found guilty earlier in this primary of messing things up. You've got 2 years ago in 16 illegally destroying ballots. We've got an affidavit from an employee in 16 who says she caught other employees filling out blank ballots in that election cycle.
Dang.
Probably going to end up presenting that in court. It's really incredible.
All right, so your opponent was Nikki Fried. What's happening now? Is she gone to Tallahassee, or is this still just tied up in court and there hasn't been declared a winner?
Well, this election doesn't get certified. The timeline is next Tuesday is when that's supposed to occur, following the recounts, and we'll probably have a manual recount once the machine recount is done coming this Friday. But again, all of those steps really for me are impossible to contemplate because I haven't gotten a satisfactory answer about the origin of 80,000 ballots last week in Broward County, and that would directly affect the outcome of this race. That's really the answer we've got to get before we can move forward on any of these other questions.
All right. He's a Republican. He's running for ag commissioner.
Was. Race was stolen from him. Oh, well. You do realize this is not just going on in Florida, right? Where they're stealing elections. And I feel comfortable saying that. I mean, if you've got to break the law over and over and over again, including not letting people in, not reporting the number of votes that you have, keep finding votes, won't tell candidates where they're from, have authorities toss people out when people are trying to lawfully observe the election. I mean, that's clearly voter fraud going on right in front of the whole country. Very casual about the whole thing. And it's that casualness that scares me more than even the races being stolen. The casualness of the comfort in their right to just break the law. We're just going to break it. What are you going to do about it? Racist, xenophobe. But wait a minute. I just want a fair election in compliance with the law. So too bad. Racist, xenophobe, get out or we'll have you arrested. Their comfort level in nakedly, openly breaking the law is not only galling, it's terrifying. Again, I ask you, as I have so often on this show, where's it going to end? What can't they do? And we don't know the question. We don't know the answer to that question. Do you know who's to blame for this? The Democrats, yeah. They're the ones openly, nakedly committing voter fraud. But I mean, who taught them how to do it? Who taught them they could do it? Well, GOP leadership. This is exactly where I told you we were going as a country. I mean, the GOP leadership, folks, you look at Broward County, is now reaping what they sowed by, you know, ignoring massive Democrat lawbreaking by Obama, Hillary, their campaigns, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the IRS, the State Department. I think about all these scandals. Naked, open lawbreaking. We have a president sending pallets of cash down the runway to a state sponsor of terror to pay, you know, basically a bribe in a kidnapping to pay ransom. That's illegal. Giving cash and support like that to a state sponsor of terror is also federally illegal. Nobody cares. Nobody can. I mean, there's just law after law after law after law after law broken over and over and over. The FBI, the DOJ, and the Republicans just turn their heads. This is what you reap. Of course, the Democrats think they can break the law nakedly and openly in front of the whole nation to steal an election. Why wouldn't they? The GOP leadership taught them they could. Think about this for a minute. How, put yourself in the Democrats' shoes. How would that look? This look to you? What would you think you couldn't do? If you saw this, the GOP leadership, don't forget this, let the Democrats illegally use our intel agencies to spy on Donald Trump's campaign and terrorize Trump for a year. A year during which, think about this, Congress, controlled by the GOP, never forget this, investigated Trump, not the Democrats in the FBI and DOJ who did it. Terrorized the president themselves. In the process, the GOP leadership rewarded the Democrats for their lawbreaking by helping them trash Trump's credibility. Listen, if you can use the spy technology of this country illegally to spy on another campaign after perjuring yourself, which is a felony, before the FISA court, what can't you do? Stealing an election is small potatoes. So, I mean, in the process, the GOP leadership rewarded the Democrats for their lawbreaking by helping to trash Trump's credibility. I mean, think about this. Together, the GOP leadership and the Democrats stole the first, and the DOJ and FBI, stole the first year of Trump's presidency. You remember? No legislation moved. All while the GOP leadership let Hillary and Comey off the hook for their many crimes. So well documented. So now you get the same GOP leadership acting shocked that the Democrats would blatantly break election law. Did you see the Karl Rove editorial? You know Karl Rove. He's the Bush's hitman. He's the one who goes around and eliminates all the conservatives in the primaries so that Democrats running as Republicans can win, right? So Karl Rove actually penned an editorial outraged by the lawbreaking. Where was he? Hillary? breaking the law, FBI breaking the law, DOJ breaking the law. They didn't care. So now you get the same GOP leadership acting shock Marco Rubio that the Democrats would blatantly break election law and defy court orders openly in front of the whole country while still, you know, expecting the results of the election they're fixing to be accepted. Why wouldn't they? We accepted the results of the other election tampering. They were spying on Trump's campaign to get a leg up for Hillary. And the GOP was fine with it. They investigated Trump. So why wouldn't the Democrats expect they could just break election law in front of the whole country very casually, send all their attorneys down there, block Republican attorneys out, have them arrested, whatever, if they try to interfere? I mean, it's what the GOP taught the leadership, anyway, taught them they could do with no consequence in every one of the scandals I mentioned. I mean, Democrats expect that, as usual, only Trump will fight all alone and mostly unbacked by the rest of the party. And they're gambling that, as usual, the media can just make Trump look like a nutty conspiracy theorist when he screams election fraud. And they're not wrong about this. They'll get away with it. And I think about it. Lindsey Graham's out there, election fraud. Why? Was it not Lindsey Graham who sponsored legislation claiming there was no election fraud when Trump wanted to investigate it? Do you remember that? We are reaping what they sowed. So, I mean, the shock you hear now from Karl Rove, who wrote an editorial in Fox News. Wow, they're stealing, they're breaking the law. Yeah, I know, you taught them to. The shock you hear from Karl Rove, I mean, think about it. It's not shock that the Democrats would do this. They know that. Okay, they were fine with them doing it to Trump. It's not shock that the Democrats would do this. It's shock that they're now doing it to Governor Rick Scott, who is in his, think about it, he is an esteemed member of the Bush-Romney wing of the party. All the people, including Rick Scott, at the McCain funeral. They were best friends. I mean, they were united. And you had folks like Karl Rove in shock over this Broward County stuff. They never thought the Democrat Party's banana republic-style tactics would be used against their more sensible globalist wing of the party. We did. We knew. They couldn't see it coming. They're chumming around at the McCain funeral reception. Oh, it's going to be great. We get power back in Washington. Democrats never intended to share that power, you fools. You ever remember Rove writing anything like this, screaming, they're breaking the law in defense of Trump? When all those laws were broken by Democrats to terrorize Trump and his campaign? No, they didn't care. Karl Rove is an idiot. That whole wing of the party, idiots. And I mean, if you can't see that, they are always gunning for that wing of the party, too. Now, by the way, Marco Rubio has done nothing, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, but undermine Trump and give the Democrats a pass and cover. And have you heard Rubio squawking? Oh, my God, they're stealing election. Yeah, of course they are, Marco. Duh. Guess who's next, Senator Rubio? It's you, honey. And guess what? You're all alone screaming and yelling without the rest of the GOP leadership. Now, aren't you? How's it feel? Maybe you get to understand a tenth of what Trump feels. Rubio's only screaming they're going to do it to him. He thought they'd never do it to him. He's a member in good standing of the globalist uniparty. They're all for open borders. He thought they wouldn't attack him. He was chumming around at the McCain funeral, too. They're all in shock, folks. They didn't see this coming. They really didn't see this coming.